Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that becomes very clear in the story of St. John the Baptist's execution by the king was how many problems Herod personally had. He couldn't stand to hear correction, even of his grave moral depravity. He allowed himself to be bullied by his wife. He was easily manipulated by the dancing of his stepdaughter. He made rash promises without thinking through the consequences. He was a careless steward of what had been entrusted to him. And smarter than his friends, he cared more about what his idiot friends thought of him rather than God, betraying his own moral principles because he was afraid of looking silly. This is interesting for us because, before we are too quick to jump onto Herod, to what extent do we have these kinds of problems? We see today how dangerous they can be if we don't bring them before the Lord and others to better manage them and heal them. Truth is compromised, bullies triumph, and the world becomes a far darker place. Let's place ourselves in the healing hands of the Lord and ask our friends to help us be true and free. Let us pray. O God, who willed that St. John the Baptist should go ahead of your Son, both in his birth and in his death, grant that, as he died a martyr for truth and justice, we too may fight hard for the confession of what you teach. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.